with the new WFMD app, a service of U.S. Bulk Mail and WFMD.com.
The Morning News Express, 611 WFMD. Good morning, Rise and Shine, up and Adam. In the studio this morning is the mayor of the city of Frederick, Mayor Michael O'Connor. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Robert. How are you?
You know what? Just trying to still shake out the cobwebs from a week of the fair. I don't know what happened to those. I think I might have done that. I'm not positive.
Were you angry?
No. I think I bumped it by accident. They kind of snap back in.
There you go.
Look at you. You still are a radio guy at heart. We're talking about the headphones. If you're just joining us, he's trying to put on a pair of headphones, and one of the earpieces have come off.
Yeah, that one's not working either.
Oh, well, maybe that's why. Sorry.
It's okay.
It's just that, and they're fairly new, so it could just be a glitch in the plugs, but don't worry about it. You only need to hear out of one ear anyway. Let's talk. Let's see. I was trying to sing some things.
And it's my left ear, too, which is correct.
Is it? Is it on your left?
This is the one that...
Oh, that's working? There you go.
Did you get that, Bob?
Got to admit, hey, the Democrats, your people did a pretty good job this year at the Great Frederick Fair, getting up and talking to Tim, which was something that they didn't normally do until a certain person sent out an email saying, hey, you know what? It's there. Use it.
Who is the certain person?
I'm not sure, but I heard it was Deborah Carter.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, who said, you know, we said, I think Frank went down to the tent and said, hey, look, we're available. Go talk to him. And it's, you know, usually they're kind of, you know, and I don't mean to, usually the Democrats are like, why would I want to do that on that station? And because, you know, you should. And they did.
I'd like to believe that all voters are persuadable. Some are more persuadable than others.
Well, I think there are some that when you look at certain races, that's available. I mean, like your Board of Education and some other things. I think there are some definite
lines. Those are nonpartisan, Bob, as you know.
Yes, they are. They are nonpartisan. Yeah, wink, wink, nod, nod. let's move on. What did you think of the fair? You were at the fair? You liked the fair, right?
I always loved the fair.
Yeah? Did you do the harness racing?
I did.
Did you win?
I did.
Did you? Good.
I got to hold the crop, I believe is what the what it's called, and
the whip.
It wasn't a whip. I did not whip that horse. It was a tap. I tapped the horse to encourage the horse to keep moving. That was what my jockey said. Just tap the horse.
Tap it. Okay.
Just tap the horse.
Okay.
And that's what I did.
Yeah.
And it was successful.
Yeah. It's still a whip. But that's okay.
It's not like you're beating
an animal. It's just you're making it go. It's not like you're hurting the animal.
I think the jockey was making it go.
Yeah, well, they have the lines and
the reins.
Does it scare you at all? Because I've been asked to do that, and I'm like, I'm too big. I think you have to be a certain weight, and I think I'm always too big to have a horse pull me around. I just think it's hard. I think that's cruel, animal cruelty.
I don't know. When you are sitting there, I mean, these are large animals.
Uh-huh. 1,100 pounds.
It is clear that if they decide they're going to do something, there might not be much the people riding in the cart behind them can do to stop them from doing it. But they're also trained to do what they're doing.
Right.
And your partner on the FM side, Tom Whalen, said that he too has been requested many times. He said, go home and Google harness racing video compilations, and you will never, never get in one of those carts. Now, I think under these circumstances, they're doing everything in their power to make sure that it is a safe experience for the celebrity jockeys. I don't remember signing any kind of waiver, so I don't know what that means.
Things you'll do for a T-shirt,
I guess, and a pair of sunglasses.
Yeah. So I used to ride in the car, the pace car.
I've heard that's fun also.
Yeah, I did that and would videotape, so, yeah. I mean, you're doing about 25, 30 miles an hour, right? Maybe? I don't know.
I held on with one hand while I was using the crop with the other, and it was all right.
Yeah. Well, we had an employee here who had a radio show back in the day, and he sat on that while drinking an adult beverage. That was what he did on the race. So obviously he didn't think it was dangerous at all. But I don't, poor horses, I would never let that.
Some people's view of danger and my view of danger could be wildly different.
Oh, yeah, me too. All right, we'll get to real issues when we come back on the Morning News.
Blasting through the airwaves with superior amplitude modulation. 930 WFMD.
NCI Morning News Express 622 at WFMD. In the studio is the mayor of the city of Frederick, Mayor Michael O'Connor. Let's start off with some easy stuff, because there's really not a ton of stuff going on in the city. And you said earlier you kind of like it that way.
There's actually a ton of stuff going on in the city, but the fact that it doesn't all make news is not the worst thing in the world.
Okay. No, that's true. But you filled out your cabinet, right? That's a kind of a small, minor thing, but it's probably a pretty big thing for you and how you want things to work in the city.
It's a significant milestone. When we came through the transition process that the work groups did on the strategic teams that were put together, this was one of the chief recommendations that came out of the Operations and Organization Committee, which was build an infrastructure in the mayor's cabinet that can support both the aldermen and can support the directors and the work plan that we need to put together to make the city run. So yes, we've added, we had added Guy and Sampson a couple of months ago as my executive assistant. We've brought on Mark DiCampo, who is a former planner in the city of Frederick and has worked with a number of other organizations, architect by training, but has done facilities management and other, just a broad range of skills to come on as the title in the charter is executive assistant for administration. From a working title capacity, it's a little bit more like a chief administrative officer in many ways. He'll be a chief liaison between the mayor's office and the director's project management, keeping the legislative workflow moving through the system. One of his primary early responsibilities is going to be the structure and format and development of a strategic planning process that we're going to bring the city through. So that was another one of the recommendations that was repeated over and over in the work groups and the final reports that came out from them. So the last position is administrative assistant, Danielle Calisi, who will support the efforts of the Board of Aldermen in terms of legislative research and scheduling and constituent outreach, just a wider range of things. And that's an important job, having been on the board for 8 years and seeing the value that you can gain from having an individual who is there to support specifically the aldermen in concert with the other directors and the other staff in the city of Frederick. I think there'll be real value in what she brings to the mayor's office.
We're going to talk with the mayor, Michael O'Connor. Now, I'm going to get to something that is probably maybe a bit sensitive, and I don't know if we had discussed this before, because I don't know exactly when it happened. You did have an alderman who was, I guess he was arrested for DWI. In the world of hypersensitivity of personal issues that we see in the news media every single day, which wasn't that big of a, because we didn't talk about it a whole lot, does that affect at all Alderman Shackelford's duties? Is there anything that, if it is, if he's found guilty or anything like that, I mean, does that affect his standing as an alderman in the city of Frederick?
Not to my way of thinking. This incident did not occur on
official capacity.
Company time in his official capacity. He's working through that with his family, as he should. And I've known Derek for a long time and said it to other folks who asked. He's got to work through this process, and it'll reach its conclusion. But there isn't anything in the city's charter or code that specifically addresses this kind of an incident as something that would be job altering in any way.
Okay. Butterfly Ridge, there was a big issue with the county wanting I think it was like $150,000. I'm probably elevated. I think it's like more like $137,000 or something for some road improvements that they said that the city owed them. And Of course, my thought is, well, the city gave you a whole bunch of land, but that's not, I mean, that's not at issue here. So was that, that's been settled, right? The that amount of money has been settled. I mean, the county wanting it from the city, I know that when I heard said something like, I'd like to hear why you think you need it and why you think we deserve to have to pay it back to you.
So I actually had a conversation briefly yesterday with Brad Young of the Board of Education. I've spoken with the superintendent briefly about this. No formal request has ever come to the city of Frederick about this. This was a conversation that cropped up in a meeting a couple of weeks ago. The issue at play here was never directly brought to the attention of the city in any kind of private conversations. So at this point, in the absence of any kind of formal ask on the part of anyone in an official capacity and just this conversation that was held at a meeting, our view, the city's view, and in talking to Brad yesterday, we're leaving it in the staff's hands. It's the staff's issue to sort out and figure out what the genesis of the initial assertion was, that some error on the part of the city had created this change order that raised the price. No one in any higher capacity has brought it to my attention in any formal way, so I'm going to, at this point, chalk the story that was in the newspaper and that conversation up to perhaps the things that sometimes happen at meetings. People say things and maybe they're taken out of context or maybe there isn't good background to them. But at this point, even in my private conversations with school system officials, no one is asking the city to write a check to the Board of Education. So I'm going to chalk this up to miscommunication.
All right. More with the mayor of the city of Frederick, Mayor Michael O'Connor, coming up on the Morning News Express.
Giddy up, taste buds.
This is Don Shepherd from Elizabethton, Tennessee. It's time to rise and shine with Bob Miller on Free Talk Radio 930 WFMD.
It's the Morning News Express, 636 at WFMD. Good morning, rise and shine, up and Adam. The mayor of the city of Frederick, Mayor Michael O'Connor, in the studio with us. I think that really the only thing I got left on my agenda is, there's a couple of things, but I mean, I guess really the big one is the Leaf Police.
Bagging of
your leaves as opposed to just putting them out onto the road. So my question, first of all, is I understand why you want it to happen, especially with the advent of maybe us getting nailed by Florence. But is this something that you really can enforce as a city? Because there's no law that says you have to do it, is there? I mean, you just have to put them on the curb. That's what it used to be. Then the city was kind enough to go sweep them up, and now you're telling everybody they got to bag them up.
We were more than just kind enough to pick them up. I mean, we acquired vehicles for the express purpose of collecting leaves out of the gutter. There are a couple of things at work here, and I appreciate the question. We are under certain mandates from both the Maryland Department of the Environment and the Environmental Protection Agency in terms of our what's called Municipal Separate Stormwater System, our MS4. So we have a permit through the Maryland Department of the Environment. It's about how we manage stormwater and runoff that goes into tributaries and waterways untreated. This is the water that does not go through our sanitary sewer system. We're under certain requirements about nutrient removals. It's the whole stormwater regulations that require ponds to be built a certain way, to be constructed in certain configurations for certain kinds of projects. It's all designed to keep the amount of nutrients that flow off of built environments into untreated water sources. There are new requirements that hit us on October 31st. And among the things...
Last year?
No, the okay. Upcoming.
So they're going to hit us, okay.
And so what we're trying to do is to stay ahead of the requirements. And one of the ways in which we can get credits for fulfilling our obligations under this MS4 permit, phase two, is good housekeeping measures. We have always done street cleaning, not because we wanted to keep really clean streets, but we do street sweeping because that grit and material that accumulates curbside eventually can find its way into the storm system and then into creeks and streams and rivers and whatnot. And street sweeping helps to keep some of that material out, so we got credit for that. When we encourage, which is really the way the process worked previously, we were encouraging people to put their leaves in the street. That was a big, under these regulations, kind of a big black mark. We know that some of this material is going to find its way into culverts and storm drains and all those kinds of things sort of naturally. Our effort is to not increase the likelihood of doing that by having people actually put the material there. And sometimes it could go weeks, depending on when those trucks could get back into an area and clean those leaves up. So in looking at this, what we tried to consider, what's a way that we can do this that will that we can work with our residents on.
Well, let me stop you there because we've got to take a break.
Sure.
And we'll get the we'll let him finish
the rest of the story.
The rest of the story with Michael O'Connor coming up next on the Morning News Express. Now let's get a look at your 930 WFMD traffic for mid-Maryland commuters.
It's the morning show for all generations. The Morning News Express on 930 WFMD.
It's the Morning News Express here at Free Talk 930 WFMD. So we were talking leaves with the mayor of the city of Frederick, and there are some guidelines and some things that the state has mandated for the city to do, and so you're trying to get ahead of it.
We're trying to stay ahead of it, and so the thought that we had as we talked about this at staff was, well, if we know that putting leaves into the street is something that's going to be frowned upon by MDE, mm-hmm. and it's not going to give us the credits that we need in order to show that we're trying to comply with this phase two permit, what are our options? And we came to the idea that, well, if we're going to ask residents to do their leaf collection, assuming they even want to do leaf collection, there isn't anything that requires you to rake your leaves. You can you can mulch them up, you can leave them on your lawn through the winter. I mean, you're not required to bag them or put them into containers.
Well, that was going to be one of my follow-up questions.
But if you're going to, the idea of increasing the yard waste collection in order to accommodate that, which would also, I think a lot of people with that tight window, potentially a kind of a tight window on the leaf things, they would get out there and do it all at once and have it done. You can still do that. You can get bags. You can put it in 35-gallon containers or whatever it is. But you could do that for multiple weeks in a row now, and you don't have to worry about the possibility that you could miss, you can put it in 35-gallon containers or whatever it is, but you could do that for multiple weeks in a row now, and you don't have to worry about the possibility that you could miss when the leaf or those leaves would stay in the curb for an extended period of time. On certain residential streets, that can be a hassle in terms of accommodating parking. It certainly doesn't help us with our street sweeping during that time because in many places we have leaves that are in the curb, so It's a bit of a trade, and it's not a perfect one, but I think we attempted to try and figure out, we have a problem that we have to solve. What are the ways in which we can solve it? And the solution we came up with was weekly yard waste removal year round, in an effort to offset this idea that we are asking people to make a change in the way they do the leaf collection. Now, you talked about the enforcement piece, and I think we recognized that this first year, and maybe even the first, it's going to take time for people to acclimate to this new system, to adjust to it. I can remember when I was growing up in Frederick, we did not rake our leaves into the street. That was not something you could do. So this hasn't always been the practice in the city of Frederick. It's been a long time, but it's not been forever. We've certainly never permitted people to blow grass into the street, for example, for very much the same reasons. So we could use enforcement techniques if you're, putting things into the street. You're not allowed to plow into the street. You can't blow your grass into the street. All for reasons of public safety and maintenance and those sorts of things. But I think our first year is going to be about trying to educate people, again, the why. Why are we doing this? To remind people that they have a weekly option now of yard waste pickup. You can put them in cans. You can put them in bags.
Well, who picks it up?
The city will.
I mean, but what kind? So are we getting new people to do this? Are we getting big other trucks to do this?
Nope, we're able to do it with the existing fleet and the existing manpower.
And where do we take it?
So when we put it in the curb, this is one of the issues. If we put it in the curb, you've got street materials potentially that are in there as well. And so you had to think about it one way. Because it's never going to end up in the street, I think we have an opportunity to do I'll have to double check on this. My recollection is that we have fields that we can put this on.
Is but it like a composting field or a mulching field?
Because now we're doing kind of a combined yard waste, and it could be everything that's in those cans or bags. It could be leaves and grass clippings and leaves and weeds and brush and, you know, whatever else, anything that would fit in there. My guess is that we'll have a composting or mulching operation. We may be able to take this to the landfill and include it in their that operation and not have to, you know, pay extra for it.
All right. That's the mayor of the city of Frederick, Mayor Michael O'Connor. You're done. Go home. Thanks for the coffee and the donut holes.
You're welcome.
You see, you're smart. You bring food and coffee.